This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, very excited to have Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here for our weekly talk radio overview. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, brought to you under the auspices of the DJV program. Michael is here in all of his regalia. He gets dressed up specially for this program. He has his makeup on. He's done his gargling. He's all set to go with a list of the top 10 stories, according to the research of Talkers, and the top 10 people on the list. So I'm going to stand at attention with a salute to you, Michael. Here I am.
Hey, here I am.
Hat on and ready to go.
Armed with information. At number 10, we have harsh weather and climate change. At number 9, we have Trump's legal problems and a
new and different.
A spat between
Candace Owens. Yes. Yeah, did you watch that?
Did
you see the video of that? The Candace Owens Cardi B thing.
A little bit.
Did you think it was appropriate for public, for the public airwaves? Should it have been on cable or not at all? What did you think of that whole
thing? I don't know. I do not sit in judgment of other human beings.
Oh, okay. All right, good to know. Okay.
I think that the spat between Candace Owens and Cardi B is very interesting sociologically, and I think it offers some insight into the fact that all African Americans are not of the same political or social mindset.
That's good.
I find I find the schism between the left and the right within the African American community to be particularly profoundly interesting and complicated.
Yeah.
I think that
comes from the seat of the table where all blacks are supposed to think the same, and all whites are supposed to think the same, and all Republicans are supposed to think the same, and all Catholics are supposed to. It's nonsense. And but how do we go there? You're a studier of human thought, so how do we go in these directions? What pushes us to think that way?
What pushes us to think that way is the same impulse that pushes us to resist it. We are a complicated species. We are, on one level, extremely social. We're pack animals. We're herd animals. We can't live without each other. Our entire structure, society, and DNA is based upon interdependency and united coordination, if you will. On the other hand, we're equally wired to resist each other, to be independent, to be singular, to be free. And we're constantly battling, whether it's our own personal lives or our organized lives, those two forces, one to be a herd and one to run off on our own. And that's all politics, left and right, comes down to those two forces working together or at odds with each other. Let's go to number 8. We have the education crisis, and we have America's mental health. At number 7, we have censorship and the cancel culture, and the Democrats' assault on the filibuster. At number 6, we have blue state governors on the hot seat. We have Cuomo in the east and Newsom in the west. At number 5, we have U.S. relations with China and Russia, and basically a whole array of foreign affairs. But definitely in the Biden administration, things have changed with China and Russia, and he certainly is not in either country's back pocket, as some suspected he was with China, and it's going to be interesting, to say the least. This is the new Cold Wars of the 21st century. At number 4, the stimulus and the economy. At number 3, the Atlanta spa murders, Asian Americans under siege, and, of course, gun control anytime you have a shooting. And at number 2, we have immigration reform and the border crisis. Immigration reform is back in full blast, and it's going to stay on the front burner for a long time. And number 1, COVID-19, vaccines, variants, and stats. Shall we talk about the people?
Please.
Candace Owens and Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion at number 10. Gavin Newsom at 9, Andrew Cuomo at 8. Number 7, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping at 7. Robert Long, the shooter, number 6. Rand Paul, guy that shoots his mouth off a lot. Number five, Nancy Pelosi, she does her share of shooting.
Fauci
too.
Together this week in a lovely display of civility.
Amazing.
And, oh, my God, these guys. Go ahead. Here's another one.
Pelosi. Nancy at four. Tony at three.
Hey, Tony.
Donald Trump at two, and Joe Biden number one.
You know, Jennifer Horn, who's on the program, the DJV show, and is a, you know, a Republican and a big supporter, has started referring to Trump as the orange man. Which I find amusing.
Is she doing that to be pejorative, or is she doing that as a friendly gesture?
I think it's a, well, no, she's very friendly still toward the memory, what I call the memory of Trump. But the just find it interesting because of his obvious like of man tan or orange or whatever, the going to the tan salon. The tan. When I saw him a month or so ago, I've said it on the air many times, he didn't look good. He was way heavy and his face was jowly, but he still looked orange. And so, that you know, he's still very interested in having that
look. He's been called the orange man for a long time by a number of people. Yeah. Oh yeah, okay. She's picking up on something that's it's not off the wall. He is an orange man.
Yes, he is. All right, so Megan Thee Stallion. How do we, just not to stick too much with this, but I'm fascinated with this stuff because I feel honestly like my listeners, for the most part, are so out of touch with this, and yet we're showing because I believe. There's a move, you know, you talk about who's listening to the programs that we do, the news talk radio shows and the stations and the audience getting a little bit younger here and there, or whether some people think that podcasts are helping people find news talk radio, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But I do know that these discussions, I can't remember when we had a discussion like this that was so focused on something that happened like the Grammys and I have no identity with this stuff, and I don't mind admitting that I don't have. No, other people on my programs do, but
well,
why
do you blame your listeners for being out of touch when it's you who's out of touch?
Well, I don't know. I was blaming the listeners. I was just suggesting some of the listeners may not be in touch, but yeah, I am completely out of touch with this sort of thing. Does that make me a bad host?
No, it doesn't. You can be a good host and be completely out of touch because at least you have an open mind and you're trying to be in touch. It's the bad hosts are the ones that know with certitude everything they know and have no flexibility nor would ever admit that they're out of touch. So I think honesty is a virtue. And no, I don't think you're out of touch. I don't think you're a bad host. I do think you're out of touch. But we all are out of touch. We're living.
How can we be on top of everything? There's so much going on. My God,
that's the point. But that's why we have stories like this, and that's why they are discussed in the news talk arena. It's not number one. It's not every week. But you'll notice that there is a correlation between these award shows and pop culture gossip / politics.
Well, look at The Weeknd. Now, there's something that I didn't know. I knew nothing about him a year ago. And then he did the Super Bowl.
Right.
And then he came out saying, I'm not going to ever go to the Grammys again because I've got the number one record. They obviously don't like black guys because they didn't bring me into the fold. I paid attention to that discussion and felt like I had some authority when I talked about it because it piqued my interest given the fact that he was so confirming in saying, I am never going to be at the Grammys again because they are prejudiced. Here I have the number one record and they don't even nominate me for anything. I think the guy had legitimate beef, frankly. Mm-hmm. It sounded like he had a legitimate beef. Did it sound that way to you or did you care?
Well, I always care. But I view things usually in stereo. On one level, he has a legitimate beef. On another level, if you got the number one record and you got the Super Bowl and you got all this, what are you complaining that you don't have recognition? Be above the fray.
When we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen with a point. I want to make this clear about Clear. Clear in the product line that I'm talking about here, that this fight against bacteria and viruses that we're waging and we have for the last year, it's become clear to me that Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system getting and keeping the stuff in your mouth and your nostrils, because when you spray it into your airway, into your nostrils, and I'll give you a quick demonstration about how easy this is. Are you listening? There it is. Okay? I just sprayed my nostrils with Clear. And it'll have a great impact on how I sound, how clear my voice is, how clear my breathing is. And you can use it just that easily, 2-3 times a day. You order it by going to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R, or you can order it. You can get it at the favorite drugstore, grocery store, natural food store. This is a fabulous product. And now is the time for you to step up and use it, keep it around for all the members of your family. It's all natural. It's called Clear, a quick spray bottle. You put in your pocket and take it with you. It really is fabulous. And now, because a lot of professionals are interested in making sprays more a part of the disease-fighting regimen, there's a petition before the Center for Disease Control that you can sign at clear.com. They'd like you to go there, X-L-E-A-R.com, and look at the petition. Sign it, if you will, if you agree that nasal sprays ought to be used to combat a lot of the things that we confront at this time of year or any time of year. Doctors are using them all over the place. So let's make it legit. Go to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R. Look for the green tab on the right side of the screen. Click on it and sign that petition, please, at clear.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love is what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Inverted feelings.
This is emotional management. He's Dr. Christian Conti.
New smartphones have tremendous features that make your phone do some spectacular things. For example, one application or setting is called inverted colors. By pressing inverted colors, everything on your phone instantly transforms into the opposite color. This feature is fascinating. So fascinating, in fact, that my 11-year-old daughter Kaya, when she was playing around with this feature, said to me,
"You know, the inverted color app is a really great metaphor for what you can do with negative thoughts."
She continued,
"Wouldn't it be great if during times when you had negative thoughts, you could just invert those thoughts into something positive?"
Now, I might be a bit biased, but I really believe that's an absolutely phenomenal idea.
And if you'd like help inverting the feelings in your life, listen to Dr. Conti's new podcast, Tackling Life with Ray Lewis.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Tahib Bebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, moving back into the world of News Talk Radio here, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the list of stories and people. One of the things that Michael and I were just talking about off the air was the fate of the stations carrying Rush Limbaugh's program and where it's all going. We all miss Limbaugh for lots of different reasons. Was he the greatest radio host of all time? That's what was on his death certificate. Did you see that? TMZ ran a story this past week about they got into the cemetery where he was buried in St. Louis. And they got a picture of his tombstone or the death certificate. I think it was the death certificate, but it may have been. On the tombstone, praise for Limbaugh. Apparently, the document came from Catherine Limbaugh, his wife. Maybe it's her handiwork. And so I guess, do we continue to talk about Rush, or is that old stuff, and do we need to move on and think about who's going to be on the air in the hours that he was on from noon to 3 Eastern?
Are you asking me to give you an edict on whether we continue to talk about Rush or not?
I think that because you're the king of talk, you're the person who, the king of talk in the sense that your trade magazine, Talkers, is the Bible of the industry. People pay attention to you and what you say and what's in the magazine.
I think that Limbaugh is one of the greatest, and I don't mean that as a judgment of his talent or his politics, but rather his impact.
Yeah,
I think he was one of the greatest broadcasters in the 100-year history of radio. As to being the greatest, well, who's a greater president, George Washington or Abraham Lincoln? Who is the most important Beatle, John Lennon, George Harrison? There are certain things that are subjective and should be left that way. And mm-hmm. So I would never say he's the greatest from talent, but he sure did have a lot of it. And Rush Limbaugh, when radio is looked back at, historically, academically, he's Mount Rushmore. He's one of the five or six biggest talent names in the 100-year history of radio. Big
time.
Who
else would you put in that list?
Oh, I think that you'd have to put people like Alan Freed. Mm-hmm. I think that you'd have to put people like Arthur Godfrey.
Arthur Godfrey,
Not Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey, second tier, second top tier. Yeah.
Really?
That's just me. And nothing against Paul
Harvey. I'm asking for you, yeah.
Yeah. People that did shows or people that, like Edward R. Murrow, he was broadcasting from World War II on radio before there was television, and you heard the bombs in London going off around him, and he's describing it. I'm here, and the flares in the sky, and blah, blah, blah. You know, all of this stuff is part of radio's glorious 100-year history, and we're now in the second century of radio, and in spite of everything you hear about it dying and changing,
ratings are good.
We're rocking and rolling. So, radio is just very deep and complex, and I always I recoil from anybody being given total credit for any total part of it. It's a team sport.
You know, I will pay tribute to you because whenever I ask you a question like that, you always go deep, not into the weeds, but deep into, and not even philosophy, but intelligent conversation, equating one thing with another so that it makes sense. And you did that completely spontaneously, as you always do. And you and I have been friends for decades, so I don't have to blow smoke in your ear. But I do, I like to ask you those questions because I know you'll come back with an answer that will be completely unique. And we won't have heard it from anybody else. And that's one of the reasons, frankly, that I ask you those questions, because I want people who are listening to this program to have a unique take on what we are talking about here, the issues of the day and the personalities on News Talk radio stations. And that's the deal. Michael and Doug, 28 after the hour.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden said Sunday that he plans on visiting the southern border at some point as border authorities struggle to deal with an historic number of illegal crossings into the United States. Biden took questions from reporters as he returned to the White House, saying that his administration could do more to get the message to migrants not to leave their home countries.
Are you thinking of going to the border?
At some point I will, yes.
Do you want to see firsthand what's going on in those facilities?
I know what's going on in those facilities.
Why do you think the message to the migrants telling them to stay home, just don't come now, why do you think that hasn't resonated yet? What more can be done, sir?
A lot more. We're in the process of doing it now, including making sure that we reestablish what existed before, which was they can stay in place and make their case from their home country.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In the last week, many have marked the one-year anniversary of the start of the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, reflecting on the ways life has changed in the last 12 months and mourning those lost to the virus. But some health officials have also been looking for ways to protect against the next pandemic. The former science advisor for Operation Warp Speed says that a large investment in vaccine manufacturing capabilities is needed. Dr. Masa Slawi tells CBS's Face the Nation that the cost of the investment would be a drop in the bucket compared to the cost of another pandemic.
We have to be better prepared, and the preparedness, in my view, should in particular include availability of manufacturing capabilities, which means manufacturing sites, manufacturing equipment, and manufacturing people that are running the manufacturing of vaccines on an ongoing basis. We should be having laboratories and manufacturing sites dedicated to discovering, developing, manufacturing, and stockpiling vaccines, even if they are not useful now, against known potential pathogens that can be pandemic agents. I think it's imperative. I think it's a matter that may cost $500 million or $1 billion a year. It's a drop in the ocean compared to the cost of the pandemic on a daily basis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Araki.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Downloading the big hits in the world of News Talk Radio. You can find this list at the DJV Show website and at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all things talk. The stimulus package. Do you feel like you've been stimulated, getting money?
Well, I haven't noticed any coming in yet, but I always am stimulated by the arrival of money.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. It's important for us to be stimulated by money. So what are the average, when you listen around to these talk radio programs, people normally, I guess it's the natural thing to make it about me, right? What am I going to get about, looking at these numbers? I'm going to get $1,400. What are we going to do with it? And one of the stories I heard somebody, it was a really good talk show host who will remain nameless at the moment, but he was talking about people banking it and asking the question, if they're banking it, then they don't need it, so why are we giving it to them? Which I think is a pretty stimulating question, isn't it?
I guess. I mean, you know, it doesn't mean that everybody getting it, you know, it has to keep it someplace so they can pay their mortgage next month or the month after, or it doesn't mean they're totally, absolutely flat broke. I mean, gosh, we'd be in a heck of a bind.
Well, we have 19 million people who are homeless. We have 14 million people, not homeless, excuse me, they go to bed, 14 million children a night going to bed hungry, and all these millions of people that don't have enough to eat. And the, you know, there's no addressing that issue in a concrete fashion because there isn't a dealing with reality. We waste, I did on the American Family Farmer Show that I do this past week, one of the things that we focused on was how much food waste there is in this country. And all these people going hungry, why isn't there a program to take the food that isn't being used? I go to the grocery stores in my town and get day-old food and feed it to my animals because they can't give it to human beings. Where is the intelligence that we used to have in our country, Michael? That's a seemed to me a good ancillary conversation for a good talk show host.
Well, I mean, you know, solutions, you know, are what you're talking about as opposed to just mm-hmm. airing problems and then seeking victory at the expense of truth. You know, hyping it up, blowing the problems up, demonizing the other side, getting up every day, looking through the news, cherry-picking things that make the other side look bad. This is what's going on, and that's not good. Although I do understand that argument and contention are compelling media lures to get clicks and eyeballs and eardrums and all that, sometimes it gets grating, and we miss out on the opportunity to do other things in this form of media that are equally compelling that are not necessarily based upon fighting. When we start to think the only way we can have people listening is to, if you're, you know, talking to the pro-Trump crowd, is come up with daily things bad about Biden or daily bad things about the Republicans if you're a pro-Biden person, well, this is going to keep us in a downward spiral. There are other ways to create interesting programming. And I often wish that the people in this business, you know, because I'm so personally involved in it, realized they had those options as opposed to starting to believe it's just a matter of banging the other side over the head constantly, even if it's righteous indignation, even if it's hyped up anger. You know, what are we going to be angry about today? Oh, come on. People don't go around angry every day. I'm going to be angry every day for 2 hours.
Emotionally, it's not. Yeah. It's not. One of the things that's here is our mental health. Number 9 on the story list this week is the situation with America's mental health, which is really problematic. Somewhat contributed, the coronavirus contributed to it somewhat, but there's this constant haranguing of you're right, I'm wrong, Democrats good, Republicans bad, vice versa. That's sick.
It is sick, and it makes people sick. And much of the mental health issue that's on the chart this week is derived from children having a difficult time adjusting to this weird year they're living through, especially ones that are 3, 4 years old, 5 years old, where a major segment of their life they've lived in quarantine and don't know what it's like to play with other kids, to go to preschool.
My grandson's 6 years old. He spent 1/5 of his life.
Right.
In quarantine. So what does that say about what is normal? I mean, he's turned out to be a normal kid.
The kids have emotional problems. But there is widespread emotional distress for adults. The coronavirus has triggered tremendous anxiety in terms of finances, as we talked about before. Whether you get a check and you deposit it or not is irrelevant. It's that there are people are in need of money. Yeah. Jobs have been lost. Businesses are under. We're at each other's throats. Marriages are breaking up because spouses are together too much. Other relationships are breaking up because people are not together enough. There's all kinds of intrigue and relationship issues going on out there that people don't talk about that have been kicked on their ear as a result of all of this disarray.
Yeah, right.
You know? I mean, being stuck with somebody you don't want to be with is just as bad or maybe not as bad as not being with somebody that you want to be with. And grandparents aren't getting to see their grandkids. This has been a really stinky year, and it has an impact on people's mental health.
And you are not back to holding the Chinese government accountable for, which I think is a very important part of the conversation. It just isn't being done. There's no in this big bill that was passed. There's no incentive in there that I could see anywhere or anybody pointed out to me in the 600 or 700 pages in the bill. There's no incentive to bring American businesses back. We're spending all this money. Why aren't we incentivizing American business coming back to America?
Well, because if we do that too quickly, we're going to hurt ourselves economically.
Yeah.
We really the situation with China is much more complicated than just, you know, feeling good about kicking them.
I understand, of course. But there's got to be, at some point, there has to be a reckoning here, one way or another. Speaking of that, we mentioned earlier in the program Donald Trump was number 4 on the people list this week. What did you think, or what was made, speaking of indignant, there were 5 former living presidents: Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, George Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump. Well, an invitation went out to all of the former presidents, except one, to participate in a public service announcement, or a series of them, urging Americans to get vaccinated. So Trump didn't get invited. Trump apparently isn't all that keen on getting the vaccine anyway, and a lot of his followers are from that league. But there was a big to-do made about that on a lot of conversational programs. Were these people correct, not inviting Trump to participate? I could imagine the other 4 wouldn't have shown up.
Complicated question. I mean, Trump revels in being the anti-president. Mm-hmm. He likes his position of not being one of the former presidents. He's revolutionizing a former presidency the same way he revolutionized a sitting presidency. So this is all par for the course. And he does speak on behalf of a lot of people who, whether you think they're right or wrong, they're people and they have a right to be wrong, if they're wrong at all. In the end, who knows? It may come out 100 years from now, Trump was right about everything.
Yeah.
And I always maintain a little bit of an open mind about all things, because I've seen it just from my study of history that time changes what we consider to be the truth. So it's good to be open-minded. But you said something that's not true that I want to correct, and it's easy to miss it because it was done in secrecy. Trump and Melania had the vaccine. They were given the vaccine. They took the vaccine in secret. They didn't tell anybody. They kept it secret. So when Trump was downplaying the benefits of the vaccine, he was still getting the benefits of the vaccine.
Right.
So, yeah. There's plenty about Trump that Trump lovers should look at honestly and hold him up to scrutiny the same way they hold up everybody else. To me, all politicians should be scrutinized. You know, I love that term. Hold their feet to the fire. I don't give a damn if they're your guy or the other guy. They're all politicians, and our role in the media is to be skeptics.
Well, I'm cynical and skeptical, and I think that fits me, and it fits a lot of other people. There need to be questions answered, and there aren't. And it doesn't make any difference. As my colleagues on the DJV program are happy to tell our listeners, I don't like any of them. I don't like Trump. I don't like Biden. I don't like politicians. I see guys like Gavin Newsom, who's number 10 on the people list this week, and the outrage that he's perpetrating. People elect guys like this. This guy is a scum. He's nothing but his own personal PR agent, and he's getting his you-know-what's handed to him. 2.5 million people have signed his recall because the guy has no business being the governor. None. But he's there, popularity, good-looking, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, whatever it is. And the guy is making a mess, and the people in California are allowing him to do well. Now maybe they're kind of bringing him up short, but wow.
Well, California is a total mess.
I would like to spend some time talking about a company that is very entrepreneurial. The folks at Navage, the people that came up, they defined sort of the way to cleanse your nose. Mornings when you wake up, your nose is all kind of, you know what I'm saying. It just doesn't.
Yeah. My nose is a mess.
Yeah, right. Bacteria, pollution, allergens, viruses all pass through your nose. So when you wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth. The advice here is to properly clean your nasal cavity. And it's so easy thanks to Navage. What is Navage, you ask? It's the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. That's why people like using it in the morning and at night before they go to bed. It is something you can do along with you know, brushing your teeth, doing whatever it is that is part of your daily routine in the morning and at night. Make this part of it. Get rid of the nasty dust, the allergens, pollutions, potentially dangerous things that get trapped in your nose. If you wash your hands and you brush your teeth, then you ought to be using this nasal cleansing system that comes from Navage. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Navage backed with a no-questions-asked guarantee. You'll be satisfied or your money back. Go to Navage.com to order. That's Navage.com.
Bickering fan blades. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. My dad recently gave me the great analogy that watching people bicker is comparable to watching a ceiling fan. The blades on the fan stay the same distance apart no matter how many times they go around and around. And if you think about it, that's a lot like the political pundits in this country. They argue and argue, and no matter the amount of arguing, no matter how loud they get, how much they talk over each other, or how much they, well, bicker. In the end, they are no closer to an understanding than when they began. And how about you? Is there someone with whom you are going around and around and not taking the time to listen to? Don't be like the bickering fan blades. Avoid going around in circles by stopping to actually seek first to understand. For more on listening, download my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, 53 after the hour, time at the end of the week for us to go through the top five technology stories. Victoria's been off this week, so it rests on my shoulders to present you this information. I guarantee I did not glean it, but I have a working knowledge of this, so it's not going to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, which sometimes happens when we get to technology, and no more comments from anybody else about my knowledge of things other than maybe weak, sports and technology. So we won't do any sports in the technology report. We'll bring you from number five to number one. And at number five, social media giant Facebook has been accused of illegally stifling competition. Really? What a shock that is, huh? Facebook pushing back. There were antitrust laws filed by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission this week and pretty much all the state attorneys general alleging that Facebook failed to show that the company illegally stifled competition. Facebook said it asked a federal court to dismiss the lawsuits. The suits accused them of anti-competitive prices, like purchasing its rivals instead of competing with them. Federal regulators want a court to potentially order Facebook to spin off Instagram, for example, and WhatsApp. You know, they're going to break them up like they did with the old AT&T about 35 or 40 years ago. Government ignores, Facebook says, the realities of the fierce competition we face every day. You know what? That's a load of crap. Look at how much money Zuckerberg is worth and how much what the value of Facebook is, and you can just laugh at that statement. Number four on our list of the top five this week in terms of technology, Apple, which comes under scrutiny following the Capitol insurrection, kicked out of the App Store. Apple has reportedly told Parler that it can't, I misphrased that. Apple says to Parler, out of the App Store. That's basically the story, in fact. Apple banned this network, which is popular with the extremist groups around the country. A lot of conspiracy theorists, after all the stuff happened on the Capitol on January 6th. They posted photos. We all know what they did. It was a lot of mayhem. So Apple says there's no place for hateful, racist, discriminatory content on our app store. So from now on, you can hit the road. Don't count on us to spew your messages. That's basically the bottom line of that. Number three this week on our hit parade of the top five technology stories is a focus on T-Mobile starting a new program that collects and shares data with advertisers in order to show you ads more relevant to your interests. Man, is this a pain, right? More into-your-face stuff. Customers will be included by default. In other words, you don't have any say if you have T-Mobile, but you can opt out, but you'll be considered in it until you tell them you want out of it. So there's a change in this privacy policy this week. The policy will affect both T-Mobile and Sprint because they have merged, and the carrier shares info, browsing data, apps that use that kind of stuff with potential advertisers. One more way to get in your face and to lose basically what privacy you think you have, which you really don't have. Number two on the list of the top five is a Google focus. They've said they're going to give They're going to commit $25 million in grants to nonprofits that address economic inequities faced by women and young girls as the next Google.org Impact Challenge. And their challenges are a way for them to give money and support to nonprofits with ideas for working towards solving certain problems. Past Impact Challenges have covered topics like artificial intelligence and climate change. So I guess that's probably good news. Good, you don't always hear good things about Google or any of these big giant companies. And speaking of that, the number one item this week is about giant Microsoft. They have exchanged attackers. Let's dig into this. A vulnerability Microsoft has already fixed in a security update this week is wreaking havoc on businesses and has caught the attention of the White House. Microsoft last week released an emergency security update for its Exchange email and communication software, patching a security hole in versions of the software going back to 2013. But as customers slowly update their systems, there are signs that at least 30,000 organizations around the country have already been hit by hackers who stole email communications they're trying to do, sell your information. So some security experts this is the report from Brian Krebs, in fact. He says that these people have hit infectious disease researchers and law firms, defense contractors, higher ed institutions, non-governmental organizations. Researchers who identified the flaw had seen attackers exploiting the vulnerability 2 months ago. Microsoft said it's working to provide guidance for its customers. All right, so there you go, a problem for Microsoft users. And that's how we end the week here at 59.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.